sitting in the rain by the sea.
No, it wasn't our flavour, strawberries and cream, because we've been tasked with creating our own, as it is National Creative Ice Cream Flavour Day. Whatever that means. Joe and I have been continuing with our series of challenges, as you know. So we were set this, a kitchen-based challenge, although it wasn't our kitchen. We went off to Dolcino's, a gelato ice cream parlour in Loughborough, to have a go at this. Having come up with our plan, we told Francesco Arcadio there, the head gelato chef, about it. He's the owner of Dolcino's. He prepared the ice creams for us to work with on the day. So along we went, and he showed us how to mix our respective flavours on their marble cold stone.
How do you put it all together like this, if you want.
So I'm now mixing some lime zest and pieces of lime.
Oh, that's going to give it a nice zest.
Oh, yum, 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 yum. I can smell the zest. Can you smell that, Jim?
Yeah,
it smells absolutely beautiful. I don't want it all to melt too much. There we are.
Oh, it smells great.
That's great. I'm happy with that. Oh, that's lovely.
Zingy.
I love that. Zingy and zesty and with a little kick. Very nice.
So talk me through your flavour choice then, Jo.
Okay, I chose gin and tonic. I was trying to choose a flavour which, well, sums up one of the things I love in life, and it's one of my favourite times of the evening, is a sit down and a lovely gin and tonic. I associate it with relaxing, with friends, and I also thought it would make a lovely flavour.
Mm. And then we'll put it in the blast freezer. Okay. We'll take it to minus 30 degrees in a question of minutes. It's like being in Alaska or Antarctica. Fantastic. It flows very fast there at minus 40 degrees.
Why did you go for the chocolate option?
When I think about ice cream, I think about puddings. And I immediately go back to my childhood. One of the puddings that always stood out for me when I was a kid was something called Death by Chocolate, and you don't see it anywhere now.
It was on every menu at
it
one
used
time,
to be on every menu, and it was a chocolate sponge with chocolate mousse, with chocolate sprinkles, and then usually a scoop of chocolate ice cream on the side. But the ice cream was always the boring bit, so I wanted to take that and with Francesco's help, make it something really special. So the chocolate mix is in the machine, and we've got the other ingredients here, chocolate biscuit, chocolate brownie, and chocolate chips.
That's an awful lot of chocolate. It's such a contrast to the gin and tonic, isn't it, which is quite sharp, quite light.
Look, this is brash and in your face. And it's got chocolate sauce as well to give it the proper death by chocolate kick.
You know, you can't have too much of a good thing.
No, not when it comes to chocolate, you can't.
Right, now you're mixing it in.
Seen so much chocolate decadence at once. It looks so inviting, and the colour and the mixture of dark brown and lighter brown.
My kids, though, they would eat that for breakfast.
Well,
they
that's
would
the
love
point,
that.
You see. So, Francesco, you are the head gelato chef, of course, the owner here at Dolcino's. Tell us a bit about your family history.
My grandfather went to Rome with five sons looking for a job, and he couldn't find a lot of constant jobs, so he started making ice cream and selling to the tourists mainly around town with a little tricycle. Mid-70s, he was taking me with him to make ice cream, and starting from the very basic ingredients.
And your father followed in his footsteps?
And my father followed his footsteps as well, and we had some ice cream factory in Rome, and incidentally I met my wife, who took my heart away, and then after a year or so I said, why not living together and moving to London? And we, if you notice in the ice cream laboratoire, we got a picture of my grandfather. When I bring my kids here and I tell them how to make the ice cream, I always tell them, watch out, because Grandpa, my grandfather, is watching, looking after, look
Very
over
good.
Us. But we put all the passion in it, so we put my passion
and
for
pride,
cycling.
And pride, because you have a motto here, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. If you're not proud of it, don't sell it.
So here's the big question. Would you sell Death by Chocolate or Gin and Tonic Sorbet in Dolcino's? Drum roll, please. Find out in an hour.